This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, you're on. You're live. Go.
Hey, you're live. Go.
Did you hear a cue, Tom? I didn't hear a cue.
I just said it just now.
You said it, yeah, but I didn't.
No, it doesn't. Like everything else, I say it, it doesn't count.
No, well.
We're just giving you more time to find something to talk about other than Donald Trump.
This isn't about what I want to talk about. It's what the fine listeners of this program want to talk about.
It's true.
Exactly right. Monday edition of the program. Lynn Helms will be here next hour to start the program. Start the hour, rather, of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We'll take a look at the latest numbers in oil and gas and production. And if you have a question, comment for him, he is a great resource, not only on, you know, the actual numbers and where they are, but also what the indications are, where things are going, what he's looking for. So good opportunity to chat with him on the program today. We call What's on Your Mind. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. How was your weekend, Todd?
Well, yeah, entirely too short, but it was fantastic.
Too short, so you didn't get enough R&R in? Enough what did you need more of?
More fun out in the sunshine and just enjoying what God has given us.
There you go. More relaxation, maybe?
There you go. Still, I love coming back here, though.
My wife has got her annual garage sale bug.
Uh-oh.
Sort of like, all hands on deck. You got to find the tables and the racks, and you got to find the stuff that's been stuffed away in the, one of those big plastic tubs, you know, that, okay, where's this? Where's that? So a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That was kind of the weekend. Not a lot of sitting around R&R kind of stuff.
I guess not.
Speaking of Donald Trump, couple things on my mind, and then I want to find out what's on your mind today. If I believe the mainstream media to be a credible source, in other words, CNN, the New York Times, you know, just the usual media, national media. Some people say when Donald Trump is being critical of the media, they say, well, isn't he making fun of you too? No, I think when Donald Trump, as he was this weekend, brooding over the media, he's talking about the New York Times. Talking about the major networks, the media establishment, okay? Not talking about talk radio. Talk radio is different because you're the voice. New York Times is a bunch of reporters that are telling you what to think. Talk radio is real people. Not vetted. We don't call and say, are you going to be in favor of this particular policy we're discussing today or against it? Because we'll decide based on how you answer whether you get on or not. We don't do that. We welcome all opinions. We want you on the program, right? So let's establish that when we talk about the media, we're talking about the alphabet soup networks, the big newspapers, that kind of thing. If I believed them, if I trusted them, if I considered them a worthy resource, I would right now be in some form of a panic. Because they would have you believe that Donald Trump's campaign is circling the drain, spiraling out of control, lost before it even began. We're not even to Labor Day, folks. The traditional start of a presidential campaign, the real meat and potatoes of a presidential campaign, starts at Labor Day. And then you have the debates. All kinds of things can happen. For one, Hillary Clinton's campaign is on a banana peel. Banana peel. Now, again, the media is not focusing on all these things that are happening. They're not going to. That doesn't mean they could prevent things from happening. So, I'm not worried. I'm not in any way, shape, or form worried. Are you? That's the question I had. Because it's easy to get sucked into the media vortex. It really is. And believe all those terrible, awful, horrible things. And there have been, I guess, post the conventions, really a lot of negative stories. I don't think the Trump campaign's been perfect by any stretch. But again, the Clinton campaign is the Clinton campaign. It's Hillary Clinton. I mean, again, if you watch the media, you see way more focus on something Donald Trump said, like his kind of sarcastic off-the-cuff remark about the Second Amendment people. You know how they are. That immediately leads everybody to believe that what Donald Trump is suggesting is that Hillary Clinton should be assassinated by somebody in the Second Amendment crowd. It's nuts. Crazy. So that's something he said, right, compared to what she's done or is doing. It's night and day difference. But trust me on this one thing. If you find yourself concerned for the future of this country, if you find yourself consumed with the outcome of this race and thinking if it isn't Donald Trump, what this country will become, what the Supreme Court will come, if you're in that camp, here's what you need to trust me on. You will go crazy if you rely on mainstream media sources for coverage of this campaign. You'll be twisted into knots. You'll be miserable, miserable between now and election day. So don't do it. Don't do it. Don't get sucked into the vortex. If you are, you're going to answer the following question. Affirmative. Are you worried? Of course you are. You're worried. And by the way, you ought to be worried. You ought to be concerned. It'll motivate you to do more, engage more, pay attention more, but just don't do it watching the media. You can't do it because the media right now is just absolutely foaming at the mouth, fired up, hoping they have Donald Trump on the ropes. I don't believe he is. I believe that's a media narrative, and I believe it is totally ignorant of our current political cycle, which is different than anything that's ever happened before. Just look at the primary, what came off there. So that's all I want to say on this, on the Trump campaign. It really is. Are you worried, though? I mean, maybe I'm naive and ignorant and should be listening more closely to the mainstream media. Maybe they are a better barometer of reality. Please tell me. You let me know what you think. Are you worried? Are you sucked into the vortex of the mainstream media? Are you listening to them and saying, yeah, Donald Trump should do this. And, oh, gosh, he should do more of that. And why isn't he doing this? And, oh, if he'd only do that. If that's what you're spending your days doing, you're sucked into the vortex. Every rule of presidential politics is on its head. That's what you got to remember. That's my take. I welcome yours. Maybe it's different. I hope it is. It'll be more interesting radio, won't it, Todd? Won't it, Manny?
Well, yeah, it'd be really boring if everybody called and, Scott, you're right, yeah, you're right, you're right. Scott, yeah, you're right, you're right.
All right. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. Milwaukee and Standing Rock. One other thing on my mind. Milwaukee, Wisconsin is a big story. I don't know what's going on here. You have a unfortunate situation that happened over the weekend in which a black officer shot a black suspect who had a gun who was a threat. All right, there was a body cam, so they know the particulars of it. Sad if you're the mother of this young man. Sad if you're a family member, no doubt about it. Unfortunate, but this young man owns the fact that he had an encounter with police that led to his death. Simple as that. But that leads to all kinds of violence. Six, I think, buildings, businesses now burned in Milwaukee. Just anarchy. Law and order turned on its head. And by the way, all kinds of law enforcement resources in North Dakota have been called down to including dealing with some actress who's leading some charge, over a process that has been completely lawful and followed every rule, the Dakota Access Pipeline. Now, you know, people have a right to protest. I'm not in any way suggesting that we ought to change the, you know, the First Amendment right of folks to get out there and say, here's what I believe. But when you start diverting law enforcement resources to the degree that have been necessary, both here in North Dakota with that Dakota Access Pipeline protest and Milwaukee, that is a bridge too far in my mind. That's where law and order have been upended. I don't like it one bit. And we better start speaking out about it. All right? A couple things on my mind. Rest of the hour, all yours. Sean and Bismarck, Eric and Fargo, Chris and Earl, all waiting to tee up on what's on your mind. Straight ahead. Don't go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
My wife and I aren't home much. Between work and the kids' activities, we're always on the go. We're missing a lot of calls to our home phone number. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, callers to our home can choose which one of us they want to talk to. And the call is forwarded right to our cell phone, no matter where we are. And since we don't need a landline anymore, we're saving over $25 every month. We've been customers for almost 2 years now, and it works perfectly. OurOldNumber.com. Make your home phone number as mobile as you are.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For you to tell us what's on your mind today. Lynn Helms will be here next hour, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, to talk about the latest numbers. The June numbers are out now for oil and gas production. Tomorrow we're live in Tioga. We'll be at Nesset Consulting Services. It's just a little bit north of Tioga on Highway 40. A Coffee with Kramer event. Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Kramer will be there. We'll have it on the air between 10 and 11, but you're also going to be there and ask your questions in person as well. Come on by and say hi. Should be fun. Grant Levi, director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, joins us for a talk radio town hall on Wednesday on the program. A lot of questions have come up concerning road construction and how to do this and that, and why is, just a lot of questions, and we've kind of kept a list of those, and welcome others as well for Grant Levi on the program. Thursday, Lou Holtz will be here, Donald Trump supporter, former, of course, legendary football coach, and Friday, John Fund will join us. Let me give you a quick football analogy on the presidential race. I think we're in the early minutes of the first quarter. We'll talk with Coach Holtz about that on Monday, but keep that in mind, too. Early minutes of the first quarter. Is anybody normally in a full-fledged panic in the early minutes of the first quarter? John and Bismarck, you're first to go here on the Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think you need to look at a long view and go back to about 1965 and read that every morning, and it's Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil, If I Were Beelzebub. Because we need to start to tell the truth about some of these things, like education. And one of the things, I guess, that I look at is the idea of Ben Carson, when he had the prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C. in 2012, he told us about political correctness. And I guess I come back that we've been sold down the river, and we're a long, long way from what our forefathers had. A belief in the good Lord.
I think we've played that If I Were a Devil before. I've talked about it. It is one of the classic Paul Harvey contributions.
Yeah,
sure.
We have, yeah.
And is it
good, though?
It is, yeah. Maybe we'll see what we have for time today and try and get that in, John, because you can't hear it enough. It is a bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, I think instead of talking about Trump every once in a while, because he's telling you what's happened in a way that's not politically correct, we should go back and listen to the prognosticator Paul Harvey, and Trump's telling us the truth in a lot of these things.
All right. And I'm trying to remember, what I would point to from Trump's mantra, if you will, out of If I Were a Devil. If I Were a Devil to me is a lot about our culture. And certainly it's chilling. I mean, if you look at the Communist Manifesto and what they sought for America, a lot of what they sought that they're getting and is in the Communist Manifesto, and it has to do with our culture. I guess we'll play it, and I'll connect it to Trump as you have. I think Trump's a product of people being fed up. There's no doubt about that. But I'm trying to remember a specific connection to him there and some of the things he's maybe predicted or he's talked about. But thanks for the tip and the call and the suggestion. Chris on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You're next. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Two things. First off, about Trump and his tax returns. I think the only ones that care about that is the mainstream media. He's already admitted he plays the system and he knows the loophole. I don't care about anything else. His business record says it all. Second thing with Trump is the media. I'm tired of it. Even on Fox, they're doing it now, too. They're controlling his narrative. No matter, like, after his economic speech, what were they talking about? The Second Amendment. Every time he gives an interview, what are they asking about? His latest club or whatever he's supposed to pivot on or whatever. Instead of focusing on what they should be focusing on, they shut the controversies just as much as everything else. And I know Lynn Helms is coming on in the next hour. I was wondering if you could ask him who determines how much oil we import versus what we're producing. And second part, why are we not part of the negotiations with Russia and OPEC? I know he's just on the state level, but if you could answer those, it'd be greatly appreciated.
All right. Yeah, pull those if you would, Manny, for Mr. Helms, and we'll let him answer those questions for you. So tune in. Happy to answer others as well. By the way, if you want to get a question in, you can call right now, 24/7 Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Ask your question, leave a message, and we'll play it for him and get your answer next hour. Eric in Fargo next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Eric?
Well, I sort of disagree with you a little bit, Scott. You make good radio there, but not in full-fledged panic, but something that's always bothered me, and it just never changes. And, you know, I did a quick addition, and there's like 23 million people that get the nightly news on the big three. And, you know, that's about half, you know, conservative radio and even Fox News and that. So that continual battering of what they spout, you know, it has a toll. And Bush thought, you know, 8 years of just negative, negative, negative. So I am always worried about the media's play in politics. But something that just got my ire in the last week or two is these Republicans. I can't even talk to them on the phone anymore. These Republicans coming out and saying, I sat across from Hillary Clinton and I can work with her. I mean, how damaging is that? And I'm sorry to get a little animated there, but
I'm with you.
Thoughts on that.
So tell me, Eric, who have you heard say good things about Hillary Clinton as a Republican that they could work with her, et cetera?
There's no namers. It was a guy, I think, I can't remember, Kentucky or somewhere. You know, he's a congressman. There was a list of people I think you talked about. They weren't that big names at all. But there was a congressman I heard. I didn't even really listen to his name or, you know, put his picture on the wall from my dartboard or anything, but I can't remember who it was, but it was 3-4 days ago. He said, I've sat across the table from Hillary Clinton, and I know I can work with her. And these are guys that are trying to protect their interests. So we know that Trump is going up against, you know, a new paradigm here, upsetting the apple cart, to say it as probably as loosely as you can. I mean, if he gets elected, I mean, I think the Republican Party is bad regardless, but politics as usual is over.
Well, you're absolutely right.
And that's what they're afraid of.
And Trump is not running against Hillary Clinton. Trump is not running against Democrats. He is a insurgent. He is a disruptor running against the status quo, the system, the elite now. So that's the other thing you need to sort of get your mind around, because on one hand you look at how could 50 national security officials sign this? How could 30 Republicans come out and say that they're, well, because just exactly what you said, they see him as a threat to the way they make their living, and that's gaming the system. So we ought to wear that like a badge of honor. It is a new paradigm. That's why I think we shouldn't freak out. That's why I am resisting the urge to be in a panic mode, listening to the echo chamber from the media about how badly this particular presidential race is going for him. Because it's only going bad under a view of the system as it was, as the rules as they were, not as they are.
Correct. Yeah. That's a little reassurance. I appreciate that.
I think we're in the same place, Eric. I think we're in the same place. You know, sorting this through, and I'm frustrated like you are at these people that would not see the forest through the trees, if for no other reason, the Supreme Court. And I have some things about that I want to talk about when we come back, and why that Supreme Court matters to you and what you care about. More of your calls. Welcome. What's on your mind?
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day. Right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mind the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part today by our friends at North Dakota Oil Can Program. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or be a friend of theirs on Facebook so you get the latest on the different events that are coming up. I've been taking a survey on where Cookfest ought to be next year in 2017. You know, Medora, Epping, Lignite, Beach, West Hope, Keene, all in the running, and you get to weigh in. How about that? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the program today. Caller last segment said, forget all this Trump stuff. You need a wider perspective, a wider view of what's going on and what he's fighting, what he's trying to do. Just listen to Paul Harvey's If I Were a Devil. We played it before on the program because it is good. It is really good. So, at the caller's suggestion, we'll play it again, and we'll get back to the calls here. Bill in Fargo, and Chad in Fargo, and Christina in Bismarck. Listen close first to Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil.
If I were the devil. If I were the devil. If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
That actually aired. That is a Paul Harvey segment that was popular enough that he actually updated it. And did I think first as I recall, I don't know if you have the years there, Todd, but...
65, first time.
And then updated early 80s or late 70s or something?
Yeah. I'm not sure about that, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was updated later, but yeah. I mean, and isn't that just a blowaway?
It is a blowaway. Yeah. I remember the first time I heard it, the hair stood up in the back of my neck.
Still does.
Oh, I mean, just God. Very well done in that Paul Harvey kind of way, but just chapter and verse right down the line of everything that's happened. So, no doubt about it. Now, the caller earlier was tying it to Donald Trump and what he's fighting, and I don't see Donald Trump necessarily as a culture warrior, and a lot of that is related to our culture. But you know, there are law and order. Parts of that as well, and just the fabric of society, people being fed up. In other words, I think people that are shaking their heads saying, darn right, that's the path this country is on, or they're in the Trump camp. There are not a lot of Hillary fans, that are nodding along with that, in my view. But good catch. Appreciate the call. Okay, let's go to Chad and Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. If you want to weigh in today, 800-228-0550. You can also text 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sorry, Chad, go ahead.
Hi. Boy, I was really enjoying, but, boy, everything you said was completely true. Is what's happening. Paul Harvey's thing he had with the devil. The question I got for you is that I was listening to a lot of talk shows about Hillary's health, and they say that possibility she has Parkinson's. How would that basically play in the election if it comes out that she has Parkinson's and she has, I don't know what it all does to the body, but will it take out the fact, will she try for the sympathy card? I mean, this lady is completely a liar, but I mean, obviously her health, you can't deny that there's a possibility that she won't be able to continue.
And there have been a few things that have caused some people to be concerned about her health. One was this video, I think, from July of her going up some steps, and then she almost fell backwards, and there was a number of handlers there that helped her get up the steps, and there's been some people that have spotted somebody with her that has a seizure pen that I've seen a few places. A Gateway pundit did something on that. Anyway, they're basically rumors at this point. Let's go to your question. If it was found that she had some significant health problem, would it help or hurt her? I would think it would It would hurt because I would think people say, well, you know, look, you better worry about your health, not being president of the United States and everything that comes with that, right? So, and I guess, you know, you'd try and, if you're Hillary Clinton, you'd try and spin it into a way that no big deal, I got this, I can handle it, we'll have it, but I would think it'd have a pretty significant effect if, in fact, it's true and it comes out.
So why do they keep on pushing this lady to become president when the reality is she's unfit?
Well, I don't know that she is. I mean, physically, from a health perspective, I don't know. That's a rumor at this point. I don't think we can say she is unfit. I think she's unfit for a whole host of reasons that have nothing to do with her physical health that may or may not be, you know, in the condition it needs to be in. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Appreciate the call, though. Welcome other opinions. Bill in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Bill?
Good morning. This guy hired me terribly. Thanks for rerunning that. That's awesome. The devil's in the details was my comment today, and that's on this Obamacare or affordable health care. A lot of my family works in medical and medical billing, and I don't know if your audience knows this. It's going to shock some of them. That January 1st, Medicare was cut 27%. July 1st, it was cut another 27%. There's been no news on this, but it's going to hurt a lot of people.
You're talking about reimbursements from the federal government to local health care providers have been cut in those numbers?
Has been cut in those numbers, and that's all affordable health care, and it's drastically going to be changing. The ripple effect is just going to be spreading throughout our regional hospitals and the whole nation because they can't take this hit anymore.
Yeah, some of them.
How about all those people who voted for Obama and that insane administration of let's vote it in and then see what we have? Well, what do you think of it now? Amazing.
Yeah, let's ask them now. Let's ask some of those health care providers that are taking those cuts if they still think it's a good idea.
How many people is that?
I mean, Blue Cross Blue Shield thought it was a good idea.
You know? No, it's a train wreck, and now it's going to affect millions. And the people it's going to hurt the most are those who are now in retirement, of course, and on a fixed income. Well, it just cut them. It can't sustain, and now there's the proof starting to come out.
As this presidential race gets into the really important, you know, phase of Labor Day to Election Day, I do hope we hear more about Obamacare. I know Donald Trump today is talking about ISIS, his plan to defeat ISIS. Last week it was the economy. And the media doesn't want to focus on those particular issues that he brings up. They're going to find any little thing that he might say, like taking on the media over the weekend. But those are winning issues that I think are very important just to keep repeating over and over. Christina in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, back to more local things. You know, the majority of the people included in your listening audience really don't appear to understand or maybe even care about the issues of what caused the people to do this pipeline protest. And maybe thinking they don't have anything better to do, but one caller just sort of trivialized this by saying if they have all this time, just get out there and pick up the garbage on the reservation where garbage, superficial garbage isn't good, but at least you can pick it up. And it's possible to clean it up, but it's finally coming out that history was rewritten in history books. Most white people don't know the Indians were cheated, lied to, herded like cattle onto these reservations. The food that they were promised was continually reduced to where people were starving. And the buffalo were killed off, and they weren't even allowed to hunt birds. They couldn't leave the reservation without permission, and now their water is in jeopardy. And it's a very, very real concern that is being trivialized, and they have pursued the legal avenues.
When you say their water is in jeopardy, though, what is your factual basis for saying their water is in jeopardy?
The factual basis is these pipelines do break. They break, and they break going through land. They break.
Yeah, but there's pipelines underwater all over the place. So there are precautions. We'll finish on the other side of it.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, for details on the great deals in New York City.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in a vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway, so it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors on the program, home to the Apache Sprayer. Kind of had a windy year, although it seems to be letting up here a little bit of late. But drift is always a worry to producers. Do you know Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system that allows you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling? How about that? That's something. That's a businessman sprayer for you, proven to work as hard as you do, with a support team to back it up, and an ET Ag on-site retail store with more than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fitting valves, banjo fittings, ball hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, for not only the Apache, but any brand of sprayer. It's the go-to spot if you need something for a sprayer. 1701 Eastside Court across the road from Bonanza in Mandan, where you can find out more about a five-year industry-leading driveline warranty that's fantastic, and the ETA Center and the Apache sprayers. They're also in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, and online at highplainsapache.com. Finishing with Christina in Bismarck here. So, Christina, my point on the pipeline is that, look, accidents happen. There's no doubt about that. But the idea that because accidents happen, you never put a pipeline near water, we wouldn't exist today. Do you know how many pipelines there are under North Dakota right now that operate every single day without any problem whatsoever? It's unreasonable to suggest that you say, because we don't like it, you can't put it here. No, you have a process, and the process is what are the water streams and things that could be contaminated. Where's the path that would be the best possible situation to avoid those? And then the what ifs. They did all that. They followed every Corps of Engineers doesn't hand these things out like candy. They're pretty stringent about it. So, look, I think it's fine to say we disagree. We don't like the process. I don't think it should require diverting law enforcement resources to go to the scene. That becomes anarchy. So there's where my beef is. And I take exception with your comment that the water is threatened. I think that's something you can't back up with fact. Anything else you'd like to say, Christina?
I didn't know if I was going to get the opportunity to speak. You know, just this last year, pipeline broke down in South Dakota. Now, those lines are not actually running through the water. They're running underneath the riverbed, and they're buried like 50 feet. So they are running through, I guess, for lack of better word, they're running through the river bottom, which is, dirt or soil or whatever. And in South Dakota, just this last year, it took months for them to even find the break. This was Enbridge. And this has taken agricultural land out of production possibly forever. And you just don't clean those up. And it's inevitable that they will break sometime. You just don't know when. It's like playing Russian roulette.
Christina, you paint a picture that is so disconnected from the facts. You act like these things just break willy-nilly. A, do you know how many pipelines there are? B, do you know how they are monitored and precautions put in place where you can shut them off and mitigate any spill damage? I mean, there's precautions for this. And you don't put them somewhere until you've looked at all the things. So your world says one out of a million times they could spill, so let's never have a pipeline.
That's not what I'm saying. I guess I feel my words are being twisted, but they do break more frequently than people realize. Some of these are just quieted down, but I'm talking about the ones that actually even are known.
Well, I don't think anything's quieted down. I mean, if a spill, the equivalent of me filling up my lawnmower gas tank at the gas station gets put out when something like that happens on an incident report put out. I mean, look at the threshold for reporting. The small amount that has to be reported in the way of a spill in North Dakota right now. Nobody's quieting anything down. Dan and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the Madison Aquifer has had oil skimmer wells on it for the last 100 years. We've pumped millions of barrels of oil off that aquifer. And we irrigate out of it. It goes to, I don't know how many people. That's a huge aquifer. And it hasn't hurt a thing. So I think their argument is kind of off base.
Well, again, I just don't think it's reasonable. I get, okay, we're going to protest against it. I get that we don't, we challenge this environmental impact study or this particular permit request to the Corps, but at some point you've got to say, okay, we lost. And to your point, Dan, there are things that can be done. What ifs are covered here. So, tell you what this is. This isn't about, in my mind, the water down there. This is about civil disobedience, and not unlike environmental extremists that have stopped the Keystone XL pipeline to this point. That's what it is. They just want to disrupt commerce and get rid of fossil fuels. That's what's going on. So let's just call it what it is, right?
And they lie to these people, telling them how, a barrel of oil is going to destroy an aquifer where it occurs naturally. Yeah. Oil is organic.
Dan, good points. Appreciate you setting the record straight there. Thanks a bunch. Lynn Helms, when we come back, and more on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phones. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.